Oh, well, I can hear the cowie's all stripped down. Well, not really, since they stripped down, just took the racks off it. I'm going to repaint the racks, and if I can find any green paint for the front bumper. I got ran into, me and my friends were bushwhacking, and I don't really care about the paint that much, but we're bushwhacking, and he threw his bike in reverse and just plowed into me, and as you can see, mark there, there, and there, and a big dent there, and a chip out of there. It's kind of a bad thing because I got orange primer showing through underneath. And there goes my phone, and well, I guess that's Colton text. I don't know if you'll be able to see this. I got one rack. I put that rocker, what's it called, rocker coat? Rocker undercoating, asphalt undercoating. It's like rocker guard. Anyways, put that on there. Gives it that bumpy texture. It's real strong shit, too. It won't flake off or beat off. This lot over here being a cliff. Go put that to the back rack. I mean, you can tell it's in coarse shape, even the low lighting. But, yeah, anyways, I put some wax on the bike, see if anything would come in. It did come in a little bit. It does look better. Not going to put anything on the side right now until I look at the difference. Until I put my new Kawasaki stickers on, because I don't want to be like half the Frenchman there and wax and then put your stickers on. I got two new Kawasaki stickers for it. And, yeah, I'll come back with you when I get a little bit more done. Well, it's a little ways past 10 now. I waxed the bike a little bit. Never did it all. It's 9:54. Anyways, that rack, I think, is done. I don't know how to go look over it with the trouble light, see if I miss anything. This one's done. It's just a little bit tacky still. I'm sweating to death in here, and look at me. That shit is never going to come off. That rocker guard stuff. I got quite the fire going in here. Even if I opened up the windows, it's just as warm outside. I decided to do this with rocker guard so I don't have to worry about chipping. This, I'm just gonna... I don't know what to do. I think I just might hit that with some green paint. I'm not gonna rocker guard that. I'm gonna go put my stickers on. Right here, I think, are on the back, but I'm scared if I put them on there, the branches will tear them off. I don't think I'm going to bother putting this on today or tomorrow. Anyway, it's pretty hot in here. But yeah, I like that. It's not like black, it's kind of like a nice black, and it has those dimples, and it looks good. I missed a spot there, is it just a light? I don't know. So I think I'm done for a day. I got the nose cone over there. I got those two pieces drying. I'm going to go to bed. I'm exhausted. The heat took the energy right out of me. So she's 10:58. We'll head her to bed and I'll continue this video tomorrow. I might as well get a shot of Big Dirty while she's outside. Big Dirty. You can't really see her. We got new transmission. Yeah. That's about it. I'm going to put those mud lights on maybe this week because mine are bald. I have them on backwards because the tread, well, when you're driving on pavement, it'll slant the tread and it'll take the belt out, even though you'll probably have still half an inch tread. So every here and there, I'll put them on backwards and run them on the pavement and then put them on the proper way, and then they last longer that way without taking out your steel belt. Well, that's about it. See you guys later and take her easy.